In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It is a Wednesday on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Good to have you with us. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up in our first hour of the show, we will get you started with the latest rankings in the college football playoff as Texas gets the hook. Who's in? Who's out as of now? In 20 minutes, NFL news. Justin Herbert injured but still playing while the Steelers make an addition to their receiving core, but will it make a difference? And then in 40 minutes, it's our streaming corner as we hit the midweek of the show. And apparently, Chelsea, it's sweatshirt, it's hoodie Wednesday on the show.
Well, it is cold, and specifically in my house, because I made the desperation mistake of turning on the air last night because it was hot in the bedroom, and like I don't sleep well when I'm hot. So I was like, okay, I'll turn on the air for a little bit, and then I'll wake up and I'll turn the heat back on because it's like 28 degrees outside. I did not wake up, and so when I woke up with my alarm, the house is 62 degrees, so it is very cold inside our house. I turned it on to heat now, but that was not a great decision in the moment.
That is okay. That is 62? That is freezing. Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, I think most people like it cool when they sleep because it feels good when it's cold and you're, like, bundled up and warm, but 62 is, like, you're going to wake up with frostbite.
Well, I didn't turn it to 62. Do you get what I'm saying? So I turned on the air to put it on 70 because that's what I wanted the temperature to be at, because obviously if it's on heat, it won't go any lower than like the number and it's not going to get cooler.
Yeah, I got you.
So like I turned it on 70 and I turned the air on for like a little bit just to cool off, and then I fell asleep. And so here we stand with 62 degrees in my house.
Yeah, that's nasty here. This is when like seasonal depression kicks in for people because it's dark early. I mean, not to be depressing or anything, but you know what I mean? It's dark outside. You look out and you're like, oh, is it 10 o'clock? You're like, no, it's 5:30. And then it's cold. You know what I mean? So you kind of got to keep yourself going. That's why we're all in the hoodies today. But it's a Wednesday. We're going to have a great show. And our bets were, you know, last night.
You don't have to sugarcoat it. It's fine. All right. So my best bet of the night was UC San Diego getting 4.5 points on the road at Nevada, one of the hottest shooting teams in college basketball thus far. I needed them to lose by 4 points or fewer. They lost by 6. So what are you going to do? I don't regret it. UCSD had a terrible shooting night compared to their other games. Shot 26% from the three-point line and 40% from the field. So even with those bad shooting splits, they were still very much in this game. I just needed them to keep it a little bit closer.
Well, I thought I had a win last night. Going to bed, Stars were on top 2-1, third period. I was like, ah, you know what? I'm going to call it early. I'm going to wake up to a dub. And I woke up to the Rangers beating the Stars in overtime 3-2, so that was a loss. The Donkster, I mean, okay, fine. He got a win. He had the Avs on the money line, your favorite team, the Avs. -375 on the money line. Never make a bet like that. But it worked. They were hosting the Canucks. The Avs have been an absolute wagon this season. So, for the week, Chelsea, you are 0-2. I am 0-1. Denton is 0-2. But the Donkster, holding things down at 1-0. It is the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network. It is great to have you along with us. Last night on ESPN, we saw the college football rankings released for the upcoming playoff. No real changes at the top. Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia, and Texas Tech, though we saw Texas A&M drop. So at 5, you've got Oregon, followed by Ole Miss at 6, not punished because Lane Kiffin is leaving. A&M at 7, Oklahoma, Bama, Notre Dame, and then BYU and Miami round out the top 12. Texas at 13, Vanderbilt at 14. It looks like the Longhorns are not going to make it in, like we talked about yesterday. BYU has a chance, but they almost have to beat Texas Tech in the Big 12 championship game, or they are probably out. So I don't think we're going to see a lot of movement near the top. Certainly something's going to happen when Ohio State plays Indiana, but because both of those teams are so good, whoever loses that game probably won't drop very far. But we do get dicey when you get down to 10, 11, 12 based on what happens in the ACC, what happens in the American, and of course there's the debate, Notre Dame versus Miami. Miami moved a little bit closer to Notre Dame, but still behind the Irish.
Yeah, it feels like to me now is the time where you actually look at the bracket and you say, okay, because seeding matters. Like last year we saw, like say Penn State had a really easy pathway where they got to face SMU, then Boise State in their first two games. So that's where the 6 and the 7 team, and I know some kid at home, 6-7. but you look at Ole Miss, and I think a lot of us were wondering if the committee was going to punish them for losing their head coach. Doesn't feel like they did because Ole Miss somehow is now at the 6th spot. We know Charlie Weiss Jr. is going to be calling the play, so maybe there's some faith there in the offense with him at the helm. But if you look at Ole Miss and if you look at the bracket as it stands right now, they would be playing either Virginia, whoever wins the ACC, or JMU, as opposed to who is the 7th seed, who I believe would be playing Notre Dame or Miami or Alabama. So that is a big difference between the 6th and the 7th seed.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what is most fascinating here. And I think it's the ACC, right? Where, look, if Virginia wins, they are in. But if Duke wins, that's going to have a lot of repercussions. If the Blue Devils win, the ACC very likely won't have a team in the college football playoff, which is kind of crazy to think about. And then if that happens, well, then maybe we could see someone like JMU slip in. We could have two group of five teams if that happens. I think that's the real linchpin this weekend. I don't think that's going to happen because Duke has 5 losses on the season, and I think Virginia is underrated. But doesn't that feel like the one game that could really shake everything up?
Well, that or if somehow BYU beats Texas Tech, like that would be a big one. But I don't think a lot of people are banking on that to happen. But like it's college football and anything can happen. And I think we have seen as far as conference championships go, the committee usually does not punish teams as much, or at least the one-year sample size that we have of this. Because remember, SMU lost in the ACC championship game to Clemson, but was not punished. So that's where some of the other dominoes start to fall for teams like Alabama. Like if their performance even matters against Georgia, because one would think you shouldn't be punished for losing in your conference championship game. But I mean, it's the committee. Like it's such a nebulous thing because a lot of it is just what the committee decides. And we've seen like some of these wonky rules where it feels like we're going to be arguing about Notre Dame versus Miami till the year 2028. So I don't know what to do with that one, but it's definitely somebody's going to be mad at the end of the season.
Yeah, Miami is right there on the edge. So they're probably not going to make the playoff, but you said it. The real domino that would fall that would really shake things up besides Duke winning is BYU upsetting Texas Tech. And I think I looked at the line at this game yesterday, and I believe Texas Tech is favored by 11.5. I mean, the Red Raiders have been a wagon, so that would be a massive upset. But if that happens, then the Cougars drop out, and Miami probably slides in. So just like Texas kind of has a shot, BYU kind of has a shot, JMU kind of has a shot, has a shot. And right now we're seeing the line. Texas Tech is now getting the money there. Now a 12.5-point favorite over BYU. There are some teams right there on the cusp, but everything's just going to have to fall the right way. And we're going to have to see some big upsets.
Yeah. So I think, because I was thinking about Texas, and you're right, I don't think they have a pathway. I think a lot of things would have to happen. And then it comes down to, okay, is the committee really going to punish Alabama for losing in their conference championship game? And it feels like the answer is no. So I don't think that Texas or Vanderbilt really have a pathway. I would imagine the odds kind of cement that as well. I haven't checked, but I'd imagine even before yesterday's rankings, they were pretty long shots. I know Vandy was like 50-1 or something like that. So it might be the end of the road for Texas. But I don't know. Like, college football is the ultimate chaos. It's just, there's some other things that could be interesting as well, where there could be a pathway where Notre Dame falls out of the college football playoff, because they're sitting at the 10 spot, which is a dangerous spot to be, because you're certainly not guaranteed anything. It depends on some of these conference championship games. And obviously, BYU would win. You know, you'd have to put them over Notre Dame, one would think.
And what is Notre Dame's best win this season? Seriously. I'm looking right now. I'm looking at what they've done. And yes, they're number 10 in the country. What is it?
Is it USC?
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. They beat USC. They lost to Texas A&M. They lost to Miami. Yes, they beat USC. That's it. Their strength of schedule has been very, very weak this season. So that's the case against the Irish, which is, okay, you really haven't played anyone. And if you have, you have a loss. And that's, you know, that's why Sark was going off when it comes to Texas, saying, why would we play a tough schedule then? And he didn't specifically name Notre Dame, but it's an example of, you really haven't played anyone. You have one decent win. And I think that mentality is right, which is, if it's really just about wins and losses, then you don't want to challenge your team outside of the conference. So unless the rules change, unless the committee changes the way it ranks teams or whatever they take into account, we're going to see less of these big-time non-conference matchups. And that's just the adjustment that these teams are going to have to make, because we're seeing right now it really is about wins and losses, I think, more so than it is strength of schedule.
And it's sad to say that, because I do like seeing the big non-conference matchups. And maybe it's different if you don't play in the SEC or if you don't play the schedule that Texas did, because there are teams in the SEC that did not have that tough of a schedule. Like looking at Texas A&M, their schedule wasn't really that tough. So I think a lot of it just kind of depends on your SEC teams that you're playing that specific year. But I think as far as Miami and Notre Dame go, though, like, do you really think that the committee would put Notre Dame ahead of Miami for all these weeks? And then in a week where nobody plays, that they would leapfrog them somehow? Like, that's what I keep getting stuck on. You can argue with a wall and say, like, Miami deserves to be in over Notre Dame. It just feels like they would not change their criteria after a week where they don't play, right?
Right. Yeah, I can't imagine that. It wouldn't make any sense. And then all of a sudden, everything looks like a one-game sample size, which you can't have. If they're taking the totality of the season into effect, and I understand that if you lose a game you shouldn't lose, you know, if you're someone, or you win a game you shouldn't win, like BYU, for example, you know, that makes a big difference. But if you're talking about these two teams in particular, I can't imagine that a result this weekend would change a whole lot.
Yeah, I don't think so. Or at least there's not a logic-based pathway for it to do so. Like, I guess they can do whatever they want at the end of the day, but it just wouldn't really make a ton of sense. But as far as some of these matchups go, because I am kind of excited about some of these, like in the first round, we could potentially get a rematch of Oklahoma and Alabama. And that game would be in Norman, I believe. And we know Oklahoma has already beaten Alabama and Tuscaloosa. That would be a good one. And then, you know, the 7-10 matchup where it's Texas A&M going against probably Notre Dame at that 10 spot.
Yeah. And then you have Ole Miss, which we haven't touched on them a whole lot. But this whole song and dance between Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss, and LSU has been pretty interesting. So Of course, Lane releases this statement. He wanted to coach LSU through their bowl game, but Ole Miss didn't want it to happen, which is totally understandable. So he goes to LSU and says, if you're not on the plane with me, then you're not coming. So Charlie Weiss Jr. will eventually join the LSU staff, but he has Lane's blessing to continue coaching Ole Miss through their bowl game. And I'm glad to see the committee did not punish Ole Miss for losing their head coach, because then you're punishing the players.
Yeah, it almost felt like they gave him like a little bit of sympathy for credit, too.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we'll give you that spot. And again, like, seeding matters, because their pathway will be significantly easier, at least on paper, mm-hmm. when they face like a group of six team or whatever in their first round game.
Ole Miss is a really good team, too. And Charlie Weiss Jr. absolutely knows the Rebels. So it's a team we're not really talking about, because it's almost like, well, Lane's gone, it's over. I mean, he's a hell of a head coach, but it's not like they forgot how to play football. So it'll be fascinating to see how they perform while Lane is down in Baton Rouge. Coming up next here on the show, how about we go to the NFL? The Steelers add to their lineup, but will it really help the guys in Steel City? I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. It's coming up next on the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network. Come on back.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Tip with Michael Jenkins and Chelsea Messenger on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back to the show on a Wednesday. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Great to have you along with us. Coming up on the show, it's already December and the Steelers are making moves. Will it make a difference? We've got NFL news coming your way. Chelsea, before that, I mentioned last week that Mr. Pibb is coming back. Bit of nostalgia. And I guess this is a trend now, because nostalgia is coming back into the fold, whether it's on TikTok, different socials, whatever. Now, RC Cola is coming back as well. Do you remember RC Cola at all? Because this goes way back. This is one of the most, I guess, historical colas, founded in 1905 in the 60s. It was the number three soda in America, and then it just kind of fell off. Apparently, it's still popular in the Midwest, but it's owned by Keurig Dr. Pepper. And so because nostalgia is coming back into the fold, Barci Cola is going to be appearing on your supermarket shelves sooner than later. Do you care? Do you even know what Barci Cola is? It's old school.
I've definitely heard of it. I thought it was like a store brand. I didn't realize it was owned by like one of the big brands, because I feel like I remember seeing it like birthday parties where they had like 2 liters of like the cheapest knockoff sodas that you could find. Right. Because they didn't want to do cans, so it's like that big bowl of ice that's been melting for 2 hours. And it's like, kids, scoop your own drinks. That sounds like a great idea for six-year-olds. But it's not one of those drinks that I know any hardcore fans of. Like, I don't think I can name a single person that's like, oh, Barci Cola's back. No, it's because it's the same thing essentially as Coke or Pepsi, right?
Yeah.
It's just Coke or
Cola. It's just a regular cola. Just a basic cola. So apparently, I was reading about this yesterday. I always find it fascinating when brands that were thought to be dead are revived for whatever reason. And so apparently this was the first ever cola to be sold in aluminum cans as well. So they have a little bit of cool history there. Mm-hmm. I guess John Wayne used to advertise for Barci Cola back in the day. But nostalgia is coming back in a big way. So I don't know. Maybe I'll find myself an Barci Cola and have one.
What demographic do you think will actually drink this, though? Because I think it would have to be older people, right? And here's the thing as well. Mm-hmm. I feel like Cokes and sodas have kind of fallen out of the zeitgeist almost. Where I understand people still very much drink Diet Coke and people drink, you know, sodas. But now we've seen a shift towards, like, wellness and, like, health. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? Where not as many people just their go-to drink is sodas. You know, people don't drink that with every meal, which is a good thing because it's not good for you. But I just feel like if you're trying to target the younger demographic, which it doesn't sound like they are, this is not a demographic that's going to be buying Barci Cola.
But you know what? I think it might be. I think this is exactly who they're going to go after, because this younger generation, it's really fascinating. They're big on nostalgia. And they don't drink a lot of alcohol, for example. Like, they don't spend a lot when they go out. Like, my generation is, you go out, you get drinks. And especially here in D.C., as someone who is always getting food and drink, more and more you'll see a ton of non-alcoholic options, which is not a complaint. But that is something that would have been impossible to find maybe a decade ago. And it's because the younger generation is more interested in not really drinking alcohol, having non-alcoholic beverages, or drinking something more traditional or something that is nostalgic that maybe we haven't done in years or that passed us by a long time ago. So I think it's actually going to be geared towards a younger demographic.
Because I don't know if it's nostalgic for people younger than me, because like I barely remember it. So I don't know if it's like, does it count as nostalgia if they like don't remember it? And, like, here's the thing. Here's the separate conversation that I think is, like, kind of on the same wavelength. I honestly think coffee has replaced Coke and sodas as, like, the little treat yourself thing. Because it used to be, have a Coke. Treat yourself to a Coke. Yeah. And now it feels like everybody's little treat is coffee.
Yeah, that's true. And also because coffee has evolved in such a way. Like, there was a time when Starbucks wasn't really a thing, right? Coffee shops. If you went to a coffee shop, it was, I'll have a couple donuts and just pour me a cup of coffee, you know?
Right.
And now you can have it a trillion different ways so that it can be an actual treat. So totally agree with that. Do you agree that Adam Thielen joining the Steelers will help Pittsburgh? So he wanted his release from the Vikings, and that is understandable because they are awful. He wants to play. He only has 8 catches this season for 69 yards in 11 games, 35 years old. He's had a great career, but certainly at the tail end of his career. And so the Steelers have also waived cornerback Darius Slay, but this just doesn't feel like it moves the needle for me. I will say this, though. If Aaron Rodgers, and it's not even an if, he is clearly frustrated with the guys on the roster, at least some of the guys in his receiving room, who when he checks down, they're not running the right routes. He alluded to, after that loss to the Bills, that maybe guys aren't necessarily showing up on time for film sessions. You could sense that frustration. So to bring in a veteran and a true professional, I think at least in that aspect will help.
Yeah, at least he will know the routes that are being run, and he's going to at least study the playbook, right? And he's also a veteran that kind of knows the layout of the game, and I think there will be a mutual understanding between Aaron Rodgers and Adam Thielen what you need to do to prepare for game day. And the other interesting part of this is Adam Thielen's wife posted like a monologue on Instagram about how this is not about wins and losses, because people look at the Vikings like, oh, he wants to trade it off a bad team. And she said it was more about him wanting to actually play, because he just wasn't getting that much playing time with the Vikings. And he says he just wants to be on the field. He's a competitor, and this is probably his last season. So when you have all that in mind, of course he's going to come to the field prepared when you think of that. And you're like, hey, this is the last ride for him. Like, he's going to give it all he has, because after this, there is no more football.
I totally agree with that. I mean, it's easy to say, oh, you didn't want to play on a losing team. You went to the Steelers, not as bad as the Vikings.
Right, they're 6-6.
Right. Let's not act like the Steelers are suddenly making a serious run. They're going to be lucky to make the playoffs. They're favored not to make the playoffs. Yeah, he went to a 500 team to play with a veteran quarterback who can get him the football. I mean, yeah, he's not Justin Jefferson. I get that. But also his quarterbacks right now are Max Brosmer and J.J. McCarthy. So, yeah, I totally believe that. It's not like he left and said, I'm going to go play for the Rams, or I'm going to go play for the Bears, or any team that is right there near the top, or the Bills, whoever it may be. He went to play for a team that can use him where he can get the football. So I totally buy that.
How do you feel about significant others putting out statements like this? Because, like, as somebody who is a significant other to somebody who played baseball for a long time, I get it, and I understand how much you are in the fire with them every single day, because you're obviously there at night, you're their support system. So, like, I get it, and I feel like if you want to hear, like, somebody who knows the game backwards and forwards, talk to the wives. Like, they know everything, man, but I feel like some people were commenting on this. I'm like, well, why doesn't he say this himself? Do you think it's out of bounds?
No. I kind of have mixed feelings about it. I just, I honestly don't even think it's a sports thing. It's just a, you know, you're taking up for someone that you love, who you feel like is misunderstood. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had the lovely Catherine do this for me, and like, I'm not suggesting for any millisecond. I'm on the level of a pro athlete, so don't say that. That's not what I'm saying. But it could be some sort of video that we post on Instagram, and then someone makes a comment, and I see Catherine going, I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm going to get here and say something. And there's, you know, I'm not some sort of massive public-facing figure. There's no need to take up for me. But she's just like, this is wrong, and I'm going to say something about it. And so I think you see this across all sorts of walks, whether it's sports, whether it's journalism, whatever it is. It doesn't really bother me. I think it bothers me when people insert themselves unnecessarily, like put themselves in the forefront just to promote themselves, like Jordan Hudson. Like, she's not necessarily taken up for Bill Belichick. Right. She just wants, she wants the spotlight, right? She just, me. Here, it's, I'm taking up for my husband. So that can be a dicey thing, but I understand it.
Yeah, and she's speaking to his character.
Right.
And I think, obviously, when it is a matter of character, and, like, some guys are just not outspoken. Like, I haven't followed Adam Thielen on social media. I don't even know if he has a social media. But he's not somebody who's, like, out there beating his chest about his character. So I understand if you're somebody's significant other, or, hell, even their, like, best friend or mom or something, and if somebody's like, he's only ring-chasing, which, going to the 6-6 Steelers, not so much. But she is saying this is not about wins and losses. This is about he just wants to play, which I think is fair, as opposed to, I feel like the comparison would be like, you see some of the things that like Kelly Stafford says on her podcast about like the weird games that they used to play in college, where she's like, I'm going to date the backup quarterback to make him jealous. It's like, all right, maybe keep that one for your friends.
That's what I'm talking about, where I'm like, this is not necessary. Right. This isn't you taking up for your husband. It's actually like, no, well, I wouldn't tell that story to anyone, actually. I'd be like, maybe I shouldn't have done that. And I'll just keep that under lock and key. And it's like, I think I'll tell this story on my podcast. Like, okay. So there is a difference there. When you're defending someone's character as opposed to, let me tell you what I did. on the low low here. maybe not the best way to go about it. Justin Herbert is day-to-day for the L.A. Chargers. Had surgery on his left hand on Monday. And it's crazy that he's day-to-day after surgery. So he said he was struggling to hold on to the football. He has minor surgery. Eagles are in L.A. this week. And the Chargers, 3-point dogs. And right now, the Chargers to make the playoffs, minus 160. Or minus 140, I should say, is yes. No is plus 115. Early in the year, I think we both really loved the Chargers and how they were playing. And I feel like, at least for me, they've kind of fallen off the radar a little bit. Do you trust the Chargers? How are you feeling about L.A.?
As somebody who trusted the Chargers last year, and then yeah. Justin Herbert looked absolutely terrible in the postseason, maybe I shouldn't trust them again this year. But here's the thing. Even if Justin Herbert is back on the field, we've seen this with other quarterbacks. When they mm-hmm. play through injuries, sometimes they're not as effective. Like yeah. we're seeing this with Daniel Jones right now, where he's still playing and he's still on the field, but you can tell that he is not 100% and he's not as good of a runner because he's dealing with some injuries. We've seen this in the past with like Baker Mayfield, who played through a shoulder injury and mm-hmm. really struggled to make some of the throws. So I don't know if that's going to be the case for Justin Herbert. I am not a doctor, but I will say this speaks to his toughness. Doesn't this feel like the ultimate football yeah. guy move? Where it's like, yeah, I have surgery on Monday, but we got a game this weekend. I'll be fine for that.
Yeah.
Almost feels like they take on the personality of their head coach, and it's fitting because obviously Jim Harbaugh is their coach, and he is the ultimate football guy as well.
Harbaugh. Yeah.
Harbaugh.
Harbaugh. We haven't done that in a while. Yeah, I think Justin Herbert is one of the more underrated players in the game. You talk about the great quarterbacks, and I feel like he's kind of always just kind of hovering around that discussion. But super tough guy, and reminds me kind of Matthew Stafford in that way, where they're always kind of banged up, and yet they play. Like, Stafford just blows my mind. I'll never forget. But in the preseason, the guy was not working out with the team. He's like, he's got a bad back. He's not really practicing. And I thought, well, this is not a good sign. He's not even working out with the team. He's got a bad back. And yet, right now, he's second in the MVP race, just behind Drake May. So Drake May is minus 120. Matt Stafford is plus 115. And so I marvel at guys like a Justin Herbert, like a Matthew Stafford, where there's always something going on because they're always banged up. They're always taking hits, and yet they find a way to get out there. And I think you're right, particularly when it comes to Justin Herbert, he mirrors Jim Harbaugh in a big way.
Yeah, which is a nice departure from some of the coaches that he's had with the Chargers.
Oh, God.
Because it's interesting the legacy that Justin Herbert has, because mm-hmm. we're getting deeper in his career and he really has nothing on the trophy case to show for it. For somebody who was compared to like a more athletic Aaron Rodgers, like it almost feels like he's the guy that's had so much potential, but maybe some of it's been wasted by terrible coaches and charging over the last few years, where I don't know if I have like a correct perception on him. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you watch him yeah. play, you're like, oh, this guy should be a top five quarterback in the NFL. But then you look at the numbers and, like, the postseason accolades, and they just don't match up.
I think that's what it comes down to ultimately, right? Like, he's a very good quarterback. When he's on his game, he's as good as anyone. But at some point, if you want to establish yourself as an elite player, you have to have some mm-hmm. sort of postseason success. And last year was a perfect example, you know, where he had a great regular season, was just an absolute wagon, and then the wheels fell off in the postseason. So if he has that playoff success, then I think the narrative will change, and he certainly has plenty of time and the head coach to make that happen. Coming up next on the show, it is the Wednesday, so we'll keep our hoodies on and then dive into my streaming corner, find out what we've been watching. That is coming up next on The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Thanks for waking up with us.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Is that good radio? Just me humming along with the instrumental? Probably not. Coming up on the show, a review of Stranger Things 5 with the kids all grown up. One of my favorite parts of it. I saw pictures yesterday of my cousin and her little girl. And you talk about feeling old, like watching kids grow up. Like my cousin Adele, we bonded many years ago at a family reunion. And I had never met her. She was just a little girl. But she remembered me just reading to her during that time. And it always like stuck out in her head, like, oh, I remember when Cousin Michael sat me down and we were at this family reunion. He just read books to me and we just kind of hung out. And this was in Texas, but they always lived here in the D.C. area. So when I came here 20 years ago, I reconnected with her and her family. And then she just had a baby girl like, I don't know, 2 months ago. So I'm like, I remember when you were little and now you're grown and you have a young child. And you know what that means? That means I'm old. That means I'm watching Carlos Boozer's kids at Duke and Tim Hardaway Jr.
Oh, man.
And just like things like that just blow my mind. Makes me feel my age. I'm like, yeah, you used to be small. And I know I sound like such a stereotype. I remember when you were this big. Look at you now. But now that's where I am.
Well, because it's so easy to see time when it comes to kids. Because,
yeah.
Like, think about it. Like, somebody who goes from, like, 35 to 45, maybe there's some changes, and maybe you have a few more wrinkles, and maybe, like, you gain a pound mm-hmm. or two. But, like, for kids, there's massive changes.
Yeah.
Even within a year. Like, you know, you see the development and how much has changed in a child. So, I think when you look at somebody's kid, or if you have kids, it's just a reminder of how fast time actually does go.
Yeah, and I just always think of people the same way. All the time.
Right.
All the time. I've said this before. My friends have to remind me. Like, I talk like it was 20 years ago. Because in my mind, I'm like, that's who they are. And I'll never forget my friend Ben last year going, Cenk, you know when we're 40s, right? Like, I'm 42. And I was like, oh, yeah. <It's> like, but I, you know, I feel like it's a wonderful virtue. Like, you see someone as you've always seen them as opposed to seeing them age. But then sometimes it hits me in the face like, oh, yeah, we've known each other for 20 years. It's a tough thing to absorb sometimes.
Yeah, life is hard, man. And then seeing your parents age, like, that's the tough one. Because especially if you have, like, because obviously my mom's dealing with stuff. But, like, mm-hmm. for my dad, who... Like, you look at, because my dad's like a big guy, he played football and basketball in college. And like, you always think of them as like an invincible and like mm-hmm. nothing's ever going to happen to them. And then you see them like, you know, barely getting up the stairs. And you're like, oh, this is not a good feeling.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that. So it's just, you know, to put a bow on it, it's one of those things to really sit back and appreciate the moment, like, especially with the holidays coming up, like, because things will always be changing. And like, this might be the only Christmas you get without some huge life change, like, obviously not to get too deep. But you get what I'm saying. So, like, this holiday, appreciate the moment and maybe don't be swearing at the screen when your prop doesn't hit and like an NBA Christmas game.
No, I totally agree. That's the right way to look at it. Like, sometimes my mom, and not sometimes, my mom is always blowing me up, like, all the time. Texts, emails, you know, Instagram, you know, she's commenting on every video that we make. And sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, mom. But then I'm like, you know what? I'm glad that mom is still here and supporting me and best video ever. Great points. If you see someone post that on our video and someone has like five numbers after their name, it's definitely my mom, you know, but it's always like, oh, another great video. And so, you know, I take a step back and say, Michael, this is your mom supporting you. So that's a wonderful thing. Yes. And it's that season. So if you have your friends and family around you, definitely appreciate the moment and appreciate the season. One thing we appreciate is not just watching sports, but also firing up a few things that we can watch in our off time.
What are you watching?
We enter Jenks Streaming Corner, where Jenks and Chelsea tell you what should and should not be streaming here on The Daily Tip.
What are you watching?
Stranger Things 5. It's great. Worth the wait. So they released four episodes that you can stream between now and Christmas. And I think on Christmas Day or thereabouts, they're going to release the rest of the episodes up until New Year's. Some sort of plan like that. But we've been waiting forever, and the kids have grown. But I will say that they do a great job with it. So essentially, this is set in the fall of 1987 with the kids trying to kill Vecna and Elle's powers at their peak. Of course, you've got Millie Bobby Brown. You have Winona Ryder, Finn Wolfhard, Natalia Dyer. I mean, so many great actors and actresses in this. And man, with all of the buildup, because Stranger Things started years ago, like forever ago. And yet, here it is, season five. But they really put the work in to make the dialogue work, to actually make it truly sort of foreboding and scary. The acting is fantastic. The only thing you have to get past a little bit is that these kids are not necessarily kids anymore. Like, I sort of laugh every time I see Millie Bobby Brown, because when she started, I mean, she was tiny, and now she's 21. I think she's getting married. Yeah, and going to have a baby. You know, so you kind of have to set that aside. And she obviously looks different. They all do. They're all growing up. But it's just funny. I kind of laugh. And Catherine's like, are you laughing at her again? I'm like, yeah, like she's doing a great job. It's just funny to think you're playing a kid. And I know that you're married and having a baby soon, I think is, you know, where her life is going. And she's still very young, but it's just, you kind of have to separate yourself from the reality there. Regardless, it's well done, it's great, and I've loved it.
Well, I think they've been doing this thing where older actors play teenagers for a long time. Like, in fact, I don't even think it's as bad as it used to be. Like, remember, like, Saved by the Bell? And even, like, more recently, The O.C., Ryan Atwood was, like, 26 and playing a high school.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, they do this all the time where they have older actors. It's just, that was before the day and age of social media, where we're not hit in the face with like, hey, here's her baby shower. And then you have to like suspend the fourth wall or whatever term it is for acting. And be like, okay, she's a high schooler. But I have a question about Stranger Things in this this season. Okay, how scary is it? Because my only complaint is when the seasons first started, it felt like something that was creepy and like a little on the fantasy side, but it wasn't that scary. But as the seasons go on, it's been kind of scary. Like some of the Demogorgons or whatever. Like I know they're not real, but do you get what I'm saying? Is this season similar to those where it's kind of scary?
It's sort of the same. Like it's kind of leveled out. Like when you first saw the Demogorgons, you were like, oh my God, you know, and their face opens up. Freeze that and make that an avatar. It was not good. But, you know, and they open up and it's this freaky looking face. But you've seen it enough now to sort of not be desensitized to it. Like, it's still sort of horrifying and scary, but you're more adjusted as opposed to seeing those guys for the first time. So I would say it's sort of leveled off in that way. Uh-huh. I just think it's so creative the way they tell the story and put it together and bring in the different aspects. And there's so many different characters, and to have so many different characters and for all those characters to be able to act at such a high level, I think that's a rare thing. And I understand why they've taken their time with it. You know, you have to sort of have that suspension of disbelief based on the ages there, but I totally get it when you look at the finished product.
Right. And I'll say this, it feels like we are living in an era where it's hard to find truly original content.
Yeah.
That everybody's watching. Because, like, for think sure. of all the possibilities now with, like, streaming is that it used to be something was on TV and it was on, like, mm-hmm. every Sunday night. Like, the least or the most recent example I think of is, like, Game of Thrones, where everybody would watch it on Sundays and then we would all talk about it on Mondays. Mm-hmm. So now it feels like Stranger Things is one of those tentpole shows of our culture, because right now it feels like when I'm not watching it, I'm not a part of our culture.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? It feels
for sure.
like it is that significant in pop culture right now where you almost have to watch it. So it feels like there are very few of those shows left, and Stranger Things does a great job of being good, being original, and it's not a mm-hmm. spinoff. It's not a sequel. It's not superheroes.
Right.
And everybody's watching it.
Yeah. What have you been watching? Enough about me. You're like, yeah, come on. I'm so
a Jonas ask. Brothers Christmas.
Oh, how, I like the Jonas Brothers, actually.
I do, too.
I do. Yeah.
I actually got through it, because, Jenks, you know my struggle with a lot of these, like, Hallmark Christmas movies is that I'll watch them for like 75% mm-hmm. yeah. of the movie and then turn it off because it gets too cheesy.
Yeah.
But the Jonas Brothers one was actually pretty good. If you can handle a light musical, because then they okay. like break into song and you're like, all right, it's a little cheesy. But they're so good at singing. So like they are true masters of their craft. Like if mm-hmm. you're into, you know, Broadway or people who can truly like sing, they're very, very good at that. And
yeah.
I think we talked about like nostalgia earlier, and I do think the fact that like a lot of us grew up watching them on Disney Channel, you'll always yeah. have that like respect for them, and they feel like a warm hug. So I do recommend a Jonas Brothers Christmas.
No, I think they're super talented, and Joe in particular, like he can really sing, like Nick as well, mm-hmm. but Joe can just absolutely blow. He's super, super talented. And also, I told you that I was kind of involved or not really dated, whatever that was, before I met the lovely Catherine, someone who was their tour manager and who was very close with the Jonas Brothers, you know. So we'd be hanging out and she'd get a call and she'd be like, this is Nick, I gotta take it. And so, you know, she'd walk away and she'd be talking to Nick Jonas. And I tried, she would talk about it, but she didn't like, she knew that the people who knew her knew that she'd kind of worked with Beyonce and Jay-Z and was really close with the Jonas Brothers. And so people would kind of hammer her with questions and that just kind of drove her crazy. So I kind of stayed away from that. But then she would open up about it and be like, oh yeah, Nick handles everything. When it comes to Jonas Brothers, like he's the business guy. I was like, oh, well, that's interesting. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Coming up next, enough with the Jonas Brothers. How about we talk about first impression roses on this Wednesday? That's Chelsea. I'm Jinx. Good to be with you. It is a Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.